Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again is a joint British and American venture filmed in Croatia and at studios in England. It premiered in London on July 16th and in the USA 4 days later, a decade after its predecessor's 2008 release. It's in the unique position of being a prequel and a sequel to the original and performs both functions well. If you've been living under a rock and aren't familiar with the original story, which incorporated music from the Swedish pop group ABBA and first appeared as a stage play in 2004, here's the story in a nutshell. Young girl Sophie, living with single-parent mom Donna on Greek Island, tries to solve the puzzle of her mystery father by inviting three men, Sam, Harry, and Bill, strangers to her but former intimates of her mother, to attend her wedding. Mom's friends and former bandmates, Tanya and Rosie, also attend. Singing, dancing, laughter, tears, and romance ensue. In part two, flashbacks explain how Donna met her two best friends and the three potential fathers of her daughter. We get an update on what's currently happening to all the above, and of course, singing, dancing, laughter, tears, and romance ensue. The stellar cast includes returners Meryl Streep, Amanda Seyfried, Christine Baranski, Julie Walters, Pierce Brosnan, Colin Firth, and Stellan Skarsgård. In flashbacks, fresh-faced Lily James, Jessica Keenan-Wynn, and Alexa Davies play the trio of women, Jeremy Irvine, Hugh Skinner, and Josh Dillon the trio of men. The beautiful, if not so fresh, faces of Cher and Andy Garcia join the cast in fun roles, adding their own potential backstory for Mamma Mia 3 when all is said and done. I just made that up, but it sounds like a moneymaker to me. By the way, talented Jessica Keenan-Wynn playing young Tanya is connected to Park City via parents Beth and Roger Armstrong, who are remarkably proud of Jessica's acting career, the only thing she's ever wanted to do. She's as kind as she is talented, and we're hopeful for her continued success, shared Beth Armstrong, who attended the London premiere. The film has grossed over $300 million to date, and I'm talking dollars, not men dragged into the theaters by their women. Seriously, men are not totally allergic to this film. I attended with a retired Army colonel, and he got nostalgic remembering his girls growing up in Europe singing all those ABBA songs. Reviews have been positive, with the possible exception being the underuse of Meryl Streep. The scenes in which she does appear are among my favorites. I can vouch it isn't necessary to be a mother for tears to flow freely during those scenes. The back-and-forth storytelling does not interrupt the flow, and seeing the before-and-after characters partying together at the end makes it all good. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again is rated PG-13 and runs 1 hour and 54 musical moments. This is Barbara Bretz with your Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series. See you at the movies.